whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 253. Today is Saturday, February 27th of 2021. I am not very loud and making a lot of noise because people are sleeping. So bear with me. Hopefully sound levels are okay. Nisi, you can hear me okay? Did everything
yes.
go good? And the intro didn't like blast out your ears.
No, it was good. It was good.
Excellent. So thumbs up. So all we're going to hope is that Aussie internet now just decides to stay okay, guys. And then we'll be good. That would be the good thing. However, I really don't think we'll be a very long show today. So
probably not.
So yeah, and besides of it sounds a bit spooky. What sounds a bit spooky? Me a bit spooky?
Ooh. I don't know.
I've actually gone with it. Okay, can you see? I've changed my backdrop behind me. So I'm not sure if you can tell. That is Ardenweald. It's so pretty. I went looking for some stuff and I thought I'll have a look on the Blizzard on the website. And they had the, you know, all the pictures of the zones for Shadowlands. And I just went, why bother going in-game to get a really nice, because there are so many fantastic shots. I thought, let's go with the blue trees and all of that. So we've gone a little bit Ardenweald today. So a little bit Ardenweald inspired for this week. Just cause I felt it. So anyway, so we thought we'd start the show with having a chat. I wanted to pick Nisi's brain and uh-oh. Again, Nisi, thank you for coming and being my co-host. I think I completely have like forgotten what I'm doing and the intro completely messed up. So Nisi's here. Thank you, Nisi.
I'm just here. I live here. Whatever.
You're here. Exactly. Oh, and I did add in some new photos, but they're so, you know, Lita Koala.
Surprise Koala.
I know. I was trying to get it so that when it would come through, it'd be, yeah. So anyway, there were ones taken at BlizzCon by Stone, I think, took those, which was fun. Anyway, a couple of things I was thinking about that we could have a quick chat about is what things do you do when you play a challenge tune? So obviously, we've spoken about this in many degrees over time. We probably haven't really spoken a lot lately. It's been a while.
So it has been a while.
Yeah, so what I wanted to know is we've got a new expansion, okay? We're only, a month? 2 months in, it's not really been that long, 2.5 months, whatever it's been. For you, when you play a challenge tune, first off, is there any difference between playing a challenge tune and playing a regular tune in setup, in things that you do, like setup, UI, all of that, which I want to get into in a minute. So first off, any difference?
Not really. My brain, I've got trouble remembering certain aspects of my life. So I try to set up my bars the same as the normal characters, mm-hmm. just, you know, for ease of transitioning and muscle memory and stuff. That doesn't always work because I'm like, oh, okay, well, this one here. And if I have the same normal character as I do a challenger, I pop onto them and I'm like, oh, that's not where I have that. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to change it now because it's working over there. So, but I try to get them at least somewhat similar. at least where spells are positioned and things, just because I have trouble remembering stuff if I don't touch a character for a long time.
Yeah.
And I pop back in, if it's a normal, I have to reroll because I don't remember what the hell I'm doing. So I sit there and I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm really nervous about my challenger Death Knight because I haven't touched them for a hot minute, and I'm like, oh shit. So I'm like, can I do this? I'm like, I really don't want to redo that starting area.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try. And hopefully we don't die trying to figure that one out. But It's kind of the same across both, if at all possible.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. So we've got the new expansion here. And obviously, You know, you, like a lot of us, have been around and been playing this game for a while. Let's just say, for a while. So, have you found with expansions, does your play style change, or does it develop more for your challenge tunes in particular, or has it pretty much been the same way that you play them, like the last couple of expansions?
Well, this is going to sound strange. So I've been playing WoW since maybe partway into BC.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really get entrenched in challengers. Like, I dabbled a little bit in Kata and then kind of got pushed away because Guild was busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of came back to it in WoD. And once things clicked and I started making progress without dying so much, and it did take many, many deaths.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got things worked out, this is going to sound weird, but I actually play my normals more like my challengers.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Dave says you run a lot more. Actually, you know, even my normals run a lot. Like, I don't put the heirlooms on my normals anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use the heirloom mount at level one at all anymore. Mm-hmm. On my normals. I don't even really use them on my challenge tunes, actually. It feels wrong. It feels bad. So I feel like I'm doing something I shouldn't be. So even then, I only use it if I don't have money to get riding right away.
Yeah.
But it's really more of my challenge tune play style is now my normal play style.
Okay.
It's gone the other way. How I transitioned that. But yeah, like, it's working over here and I don't want to lose what's working over here. So I'm just going to move it over there. And we'll just make it one whole package and we'll just run with it. So mm-hmm. I kind of do the challenge on the normal.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough.
No. That makes sense. I can totally understand where that would come from. So that's good. All right. So let's look at the things that you normally would do. And especially when you're making a new challenge tune. As we know, like you said before, there can be many, many deaths. So a lot of us are constantly making new challenge tunes because we may have fallen asleep and died. We may have, you know, whatever reason, ended up dead. So for you, when you look at playing a challenge tune, what are the things that you like to do? So first off, do you play with sound on? Because I know there are people that don't. So for you, is it a sound on thing?
Sort of. Everything's sort of with me. I'm always halfway. So I'll have spell sounds and game sounds on. I used to have everything turned way down, at least for NPC dialogue and whatnot. But as things have gone on, I want to hear what they're saying. So I've turned that back up. Especially also, it depends on if I'm streaming at the time.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm streaming a challenger, I'll tend to have like the music turned up a little bit because now with all the DMCA stuff, I can't use the program I was using before. So it helps to have some kind of sound going, and then, you know, people can actually hear what spells I'm doing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have it there, but it's low. When I'm grinding off stream, game sound is on, but music is down because I'll have vlogs playing on YouTube in the background. I'll have my own music running, and nothing against the music in Shadowlands, but Shadowlands music is very distinct and specific. And hold on a second, I have to murder a cat. Sorry, I had to yell at them. They were trying to rip into the one bag that we have in our room, and it was plastic crinkles in the background.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's obsessed with the one trash bag, and he wants to chew on it. And I'm like, stop. But, okay, crisis averted. But, so, like, game music will be down when I'm off stream, because the game music and the music I normally listen to, or the vlog I'm watching on YouTube, they don't work. And it's like too many layers of sound, and I'm like, I am getting overloaded with sound, so something's got to go.
Okay.
So it depends on the day, it depends on what I'm doing, but, you know, streaming, I'll usually have it on somewhere in there, very low, but if I'm not streaming, then it's usually turned down, so that I don't lose my mind because of the number of hours I'm in there grinding on the Bloodthirsties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that was going to be my next question about music. Because, again, some people... I don't know how people can't play with sound off, but I know there are people out there that
I have to at least have the sounds, the game sounds, the spell sounds, you know, that has to be on. So at least if I am looking at the other screen, I can hear my character getting hit. I'm like, oh, shit.
Mm.
So at least, you know, or sound in the background if I have to move over to another screen real quick to do something to check on an issue. But yeah, like game sound has to be on. Music, depends, situational.
It's one of those things I cannot live with. When I discovered, I think I'd been playing about 6-8 months way back in the day. I had sound on. I didn't know. I think my then partner had turned everything off, so he'd set it up. Like very default and had turned music off, so I didn't know that there was music in the game for about the first 8 months, until I don't know, I started reading stuff about this music in the zones, and I'm going, there's music in the zones, and then it's like, oh, there's a music on option. Okay. So when I turned that on, it was kind of like that moment of me coming to Undercity, me coming to Orgrimmar, where I just felt like I stood there and went, oh my god, this is huge. The same with music. When the music came through and the zone I was in started playing, I think I was in Barons, and, you know, and it was like, goosebumps up my spine, and that was it. I was sold on music. I have not turned it off ever since. It's has to be on, even if I'm watching something else on the other screen right there. I don't care, the music is always in the background in WoW. So
yeah. I will say it does also depend on what zone I'm in, because there's some zones that don't have much of a soundtrack to them, where it's like the same sort of few notes repeating, and then that like really just, it just starts digging into my brain, and I'm like, okay, this needs to stop now. Like, one of those zones would be Eastern Plaguelands, where it's like the same sort of like couple of horn notes repeating like constantly. And after I'm there, and when you're grinding as much as I do, I'm like, okay, I can't take this anymore. It starts to stand out in my brain where that's all I'm focusing on. And I'm like, okay, we need a sound change.
That is part of it, most definitely. And you know, it does. And the other thing I love is when you start up a new tune, or even on any tune, and you happen to go back, like if I go back to New Tinker Town, that music comes on, and it's just, you know what I mean? It's just like, I'm back, because that music is playing. Or if I go to Death Knell, you know, if I go to Negrand, and by Negrand I mean old Negrand, like, you know, original Negrand, and go find Leta's Island, which I haven't, Leta's Island up the top, and go sit, like, that kind of stuff that gives you that sense of nostalgic, that sense of whether it is joy or just some serenity, or even sometimes the music's like, you know, when you're in
in spots that it's very, bah, 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 you know, that kind of thing. It's very emotional, which I love. It's always a nice thing to have. So music is, music can be a big thing for some people, which is great. Okay, so what about UI? This I swear could be the debate.
That's a loaded question.
Of the century, I think, forever and ever. Some people are very, you know, go with the default, even with a challenge tune, even with their normal tunes. Some people go with custom. Some people do a bit of both. You know, I've seen people with their normal tunes have a custom UI, but when they're playing a challenge tune over here, it'll be default all the way. For you, and I'm going to say right across the board, for challenges and for your normal tunes, what do you have? Like, is there a difference, or again, are you make it simple, keep it all the one thing?
Well, it is the same across the board. I had started out on default UI, and then I'd seen a couple other UIs, and a couple other people had suggested different ones, and I'd be late on the bandwagon of trying them because it would be towards the end of an expansion. I'd be like, okay, well, I have time to sit down and look at this now. And then I'd fuss with it a little bit. It would take me almost 2 hours to get everything set up because I'm a slow learner and it's just the way my brain processes things. And I'd get it all set to where I'm pretty happy, not ecstatic, but pretty happy with it. And then a patch comes in and it breaks the UI that I just set up a week ago, and then I'm like hands in the air, and then I have to wait another week for the update, and then I fix it again, and then oh well now here's another patch and it broke it again, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. So about the fourth time that happened, I'm like, we're just gonna default. I can't handle this level of bullshittery in my life. I don't know how you guys handle the non-standard UI. I mean, yeah, some of them look pretty and you can really set them up, move your bars exactly where you want them and stuff, but it just got to the point where my patience with that shit just, nope, not happening. I just want to be able to get in and go. Yeah. So default works better. Plus my processor at the time and my computer was getting older, and on my old computer, just hitting a spell, there would be almost a full 1 to 2 second delay for the spell going off, and it would be playing Russian roulette of, am I DCing or is the spell gonna go? So
I think we've all had that.
So it's like, let's just not put any more strain than necessary on this processor, and we'll just default. It's fine. It works. I was upset when they changed the default UI. What the hell was it? Was that this expansion or was that the expansion before? I don't remember. Where they moved the bags to the corner and pulled them off of the main bar. That really actually upset me to no end. I'm like, why are you in the corner? It might have been for Legion or BFA, excuse me. But I'm like, why BFA. Is that over there? Yeah. I'm like, why are you in the corner? Why did you put the bags in the corner? Why did you pull them off that section of the bar? I liked them where they were and you went and moved them, and I'm happy about this, but that's probably just a me thing. But I was like, why? We were fine. You didn't need this, but you
did
it.
We get used to it. Yeah, it takes a bit.
I still am peeved about it being in the corner because it's not the same size as the other buttons in the bar, and it just doesn't feel like it flows across my screen, and I'm just like, I don't like this. I could fix it with going the add-on UI route, but I can't handle setting Fair that all it. Up constantly. So it's like, I have to cope. And it just every time I log in, it's just staring at me. It's like, hey. And I'm like, Rrr. So it's just, I just have to cope with it.
It's a bit like that. Fair says no. Yeah. I hate that too with the bags. Made them teeny tiny too. Yeah. I must admit, so for me, like if you've known me or if you don't know me, one of the things, I am not a default person. Again, I've started off playing default, and then when I discovered add-ons, and I'm saying add-ons came in probably about 4 to 6 months in, I fell in love, and I was like, add-ons are my life, and they have been ever since. I started off with two add-ons that I discovered way back in the day. I now have 138. That is down. I did cull. The most I ever had was 224, which was for Legion. Yeah, so we've got a few. But at the moment...
Wait, how many? I don't think I heard you.
224 for Legion. I culled them down in BFA. I think I got it down to 168. And then
did you have these on auto update or manual update?
Auto. Auto.
Okay,
auto.
That's yeah. A little better. But oh my god.
Yeah. And then I culled them again with the Shadowlands coming out. So I'm down to something like 138. Might be up. I found another add-on. I was like, I need that one. So it might be about 140. So.
Oh my god, I have like five.
Admittedly, I have some class-specific stuff that are only for the healers. You know, like I don't use Healbot on leader, on a hunter.
Oh, I have it up on every single character. Yeah, that's a must.
I don't. I just have it.
Even the ones that can't heal, I have it, but I have a specific reason for it.
I have. What's the reason?
It actually stems from my challenger tunes. It mm-hmm. makes I'm so into looking at where my spells are on my bar. I'm a dirty clicker. Leave mm-hmm. me alone about it. This is how I play. I don't play macro and I don't hit the buttons on the keyboard. I don't do it. Mm-hmm. I click. So I'm looking at my spells on the bottom. Well, my health bar is up top in the corner. Healbot brings my health bar down to just above my spells, so mm-hmm. that way I can pay attention more to when my health is falling and dropping off mm-hmm. in case I'm not paying attention to the bar in the top corner. So it's another failsafe where I can see it and it's bringing it more in front of my face mm-hmm. because, you know, I have ADHD sometimes and it's like, oh, look, and I'm like, oh, wait. So, you know, it's like, I need to heal. And I'm like, but that heal. So mm-hmm. it's kind of, it's a cluster fuck in my brain what's going on when I'm playing, but it helps me focus.
Yep.
So like even on like my warriors, and well, rogues kind of have that half-assed heal with crystal vial, but still it's like, oh, let me do this. But it helps bringing it down in the forefront even on the non-healers. So it definitely is a tool that helps me.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And Festus is the same. She's me too, heal bot for all, easy place to see my health. And she says, excuse me, exactly, Nisi. Rud says he has 8 add-ons and he thinks it's a lot. Nice. It's like, it's anything. It's whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, well, I mean, to each their own. I just can't have them running that many. Like, I don't know. I don't really look for that many, though. So I'm sure if I actually sat down and looked and went through, I'd probably have more. But it's like, for me, less is more. And I think even out of the 5 I have, I think I'm only using 3. So
I'm just like, I'm all in. So just give me all the things. Like, I'm not being greedy, but if I'm all in, I want all the things. that's what I do. So so yeah. So okay. So custom, you know, custom is more a me thing. Default is more you, which is good to have. So is there something in the default that you have to have? Because, you know, obviously you've got so many bars that you can have. I think they give you the options on 2 up the side now. I'm just
2 on the side, you can have 2 on the bottom,
plus an extra,
and you can have the third one above the like the help menus and stuff.
Yeah.
I go for all of them.
Okay.
I actually, and then there's the arrows where there's 2 more panels hidden. I don't mm-hmm. normally use the hidden ones unless it's for things that I don't really use very often, but I don't feel like digging through my spell book for. So like for my hunters, sometimes I'll put Tame Beast or Beast Lore in there.
Yeah.
But I usually take my spells that I'm like, I will never use this. I either will stick it on the sidebar on the right hand side of the screen, mm-hmm. like up in the corner where I'm like, yeah, okay. I just don't feel like looking at it highlighted in my spell book saying, hey, you don't have this, and me like, oh, what is this? I'm like, oh, it's not what I'm gonna use. So mm-hmm. I'm like, fine, go away. Tuck you in your corner. But you know, like the the ones that I use the most, I usually have, it's kind of weird. It depends on the class, actually. If I'm on a, like a shapeshifting class, like the druids, the spells that I can use across all of the shape-shifted forms,
yep.
I tend to put on the upper bar, and then the ones that are shape-specific, I tend to put on the bottom bar, mm-hmm. because the bottom bar is what changes when you're changing your forms, it seems.
Yes.
I think I have that correct. Yep. So, yeah, so I like, it's like, oh, well, you know, this is gonna, I can use this in this form. If I hit this heal, though, it's gonna pop me out, but it's good across no matter what form I'm mm-hmm. in, so I'll leave that on the top bar. But I mean, yeah, no, I have to go with all of them, especially now that they gave us back all the pruned spells. So
mm-hmm.
until I figure out if I'm really gonna use this spell in how I'm running, or if yeah. I really need it right now, yeah. They'll like get their own little spot, and then as I'm leveling, I decide if I'm leaving it there, not using it,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it can go off in its corner or whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah, now with all the with the spell explosion that happened in the spell book, it's like, yeah, no, we're running with all of the bars ever.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I'm probably the type of person that's kind of like, if I don't have it up on the bar, I'll be going, yeah, where is it
yeah.
and
yeah.
trying to open your spell book as you're dying is not a good idea. So so I'm the same. It's like everything up.
Yeah.
However, on a pacifist, it's bare minimum.
The pacifists I had, the only thing they had on their bar were heal buttons. That was mm-hmm. it. That, yep. that if they could heal, they had a heal. And I think the hunter has
sap.
That's it.
Sap. Yes. So, absolutely. All right. So, now, you mentioned macros. You don't use macros?
Nope. Okay. The way my brain is set up, like, Russell actually thinks that, you know, there's something else going on there. But the way that I play and the way I learn things, I don't do the macros because, it to me, it's another layer of complexity that I don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if they change the spell, like they've done recently, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to work. And I don't want to hit the thing and be like, why isn't the thing working? And then I have to go through all of the anxiety and stress of trying to fix the thing before I can use the thing. And yeah. I'm like, I could just click it. And, mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of people that are keyboard players, and I'm a mouse player. The way my hands are, it's easier for me to maneuver with my arrow keys. And I know that's like, people are dying and having heart attacks in their chairs about, what do you mean you use your arrow keys to play? I use my arrow keys to play. I don't do the ASDW. My hand does not like it.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried, and it hurts, and I'm not going to do it if it hurts. So I use the arrow keys, and then I use my mouse.
Mm-hmm.
So even on stream, you know, I'll be clicking my spells, and people are coming into my chat. They're like, are you clicking?
Mm.
Why are you clicking? I'm like, because I can and I want to. Mm. And it works for me. And they're like, but yeah, but you could do these macros and just like hit one button. And I'm like, when they work, they don't always. And I'm on a challenge situation. And I need to be able to hit the thing cleanly and be done. So I don't want, you know, a 5-step macro to hit like 4 spells in a row and have one of those spells in the middle suddenly decide it's not going to be, you know, a team player, so to speak, and then the whole thing like not work, and then I die, and then I'm gonna be like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
And I could have avoided it by just clicking the spell. So to me, it's more clean and more to the point, just click the spell and it does what I want it to do, and then I can like stop in the middle if something's not working, or you know, I need to heal without messing everything up.
I don't understand why people feel the need to either come into someone else's stream or to just be like, oh, well, poo-poo how you play. Like, we all play how we play that makes us comfortable. And just because you don't play that way or you don't like that way of play style or the things that you do, like, poo-poo. Too.
Yeah, and they would do like, it a lot to Zorts when we were streaming teams. They're like, you're clicking? We both click. And it's like, yeah. But it's at the same time, guys, I have gotten to max level on several Bloodthirsty Challengers. Mm. It works for me. Like, if clicking doesn't work for you, that's cool. Nobody said you had to. Mm-hmm. This is what works for me and my ADHD brain that doesn't always want to hit things in the right order.
Yeah.
I want to be able to hit things when I want to hit things. So it just makes more sense for me and makes it more enjoyable for me to click.
I always think, you know, it's the same old adage. You do you. What works for
Pretty
you
much.
Is what works for someone else. Fine, you go do that. It's, you know, there's no need to be hateful, nasty, anything over what someone else is doing. That's got really nothing to
like,
do
I've
with
just,
you.
I've so. Totally blown people's minds. They're like, what do you mean you're clicking? I'm like, I'm not clicking. They're like, well, it
Something
would be so much faster
clicking.
If you do this. Maybe for you. Just like, not for me.
Yeah.
My hands aren't over on the F keys and all that where people bind their macros too. No, that's not going to work for me.
Stir says, I don't do macros either, except to change the icon look of the spell. So he says the example is grappling hook is terrible looking, so he changed it to a pretty green hook icon. I can understand that.
That's interesting that you use that spell. I never use it.
Yeah.
Not in challenge play.
Hmm. Grappling hook?
I'd rather stealth up to it and fly
around.
Maybe. But what's the damn rogue spell? You're stealth and you can hit it for two points.
Hmm.
There's the one that stuns, and then there's that gives you 1 point, and then there's a combo for 2 points.
Yeah.
When you just walk, I do that one, so I'm stealthing up to everything on my rogue.
I was gonna say, Stir, I have a new tune name for you. I know I gave you a couple the other day, but I've got another one for you. So if you're using, it could be Stirzan. Stirzan, like Tarzan, like you're grappling hook and you're swinging your way around. Okay? There we go. Okay. You're welcome, Stir.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right. So, add-ons. Now, we did talk about add-ons, and I know that you use some. So, okay. I'm just tell me. The one.
Oh,
most
I have to pick one. I have two.
One.
I have two. I can't live without. Oh, shit. Well, I guess the one I get the most upset about when the add-ons are broken in between patches would probably have to be Bagnon. I cannot stand having six bags, or was it five or six bags, open on my screen.
Six.
I can't see what I'm doing. I'm the type of person that is running and sometimes killing stuff with their bag open, and I can't do that when I've got half my screen blocked with bags, and I'm like, oh my god, and I'm just like, no, and because I don't remember what's in what bag, I just know it's somewhere. But when I have it set up where everything's one bag when it opens and one panel, I actually have stuff organized. Okay, all of my Hearthstones are up in this top row. All of my stuff that I have that's going to auction house is in the bottom half of my bags. All the stuff I'm vendoring is like in the top half or the middle, and then stuff I'm not sure if I'm going to keep or not, that might be at the very top of my Hearthstones along with my food and any bandages I might have. So I have it organized in a way that works for me when it's all one pane, but when it breaks down into all those little bags, I'm losing my mind because I'm like, I can't do this.
See, isn't
and
that
then when
funny?
I'm in auction house, it's like bags.
I
and
can't
I'm like,
do
but
it.
I can't see what I'm doing.
I can't see. I'm the exact opposite. I cannot do one bag and go a little slot over here for this. I've tried it. I cannot do it. I have to have my separate bags. Otherwise, I go nuts. I cannot do it. So I am the complete opposite.
Bad waiting for the add-ons to catch up after Shadowlands launched, because I'm like, but it says it's good, and then I went in and it's like, your add-ons are out of date.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it says it's good. I think the one add-on I had to actually uninstall and reinstall it because the add-on home changed and then it started working finally.
Yeah.
But I was just lost for weeks and just so upset because I'm like, my bags, I can't do this, because every time I'd go in, I'm like, nothing's where it was. I don't like this. This is upsetting.
It is. Mind you, I think they have gotten better over expansions. they're getting through them a lot quicker, though there are ones that I still wish that they would, you know, maintain and ones I miss, but you know, things change, things move on. We just gotta roll.
What's your add-on that you can't live without?
My add-on I can't live without. Again, you know, you want me to pick out of 100?
Yes, you have to. You make me pick one. That was hard enough out of like 5, so you have to pick one.
All right,
maybe two.
If I've got to pick one, I would have to say my biggest thing would be just the customizable of Bartender itself. Just to have my things, so I've got sizing of bag, sizing of voidy, you know, spells, like all of that. So Bartender within itself makes my life, you know, make things bigger, so I can clear, because obviously, you know, I'm not as young as I once was, and having a little tiny icon right down in the bottom, it's not gonna do me any good. So it is good to expand out those bars. So Bartender is a definite, like, I have to have that across everything. Oh, yeah. And I love the fact that with a lot of the add-ons, like, once you have one UI set up, like I've got leaders set up, every time I make a warlock, every time I make a hunter, I can just go in and, you know, copy the UI within less than 5 seconds. I have got the next tune set up, ready to go. So I don't have to think about it and spend the hours and hours that I used to way back in the day, where you would send every single tune would be, okay, just needs to be exactly this. So, and I do the same as you. Every warlock, every hunter, each one has their own way. So if I'm pressing a key to do, you know, like concussive shot, or chaos bolt, my spell, my key bind, my whatever it is, if I hit this, it's gonna do the same thing on every single warlock I've got, on every single hunter. So, you know, it's just to
I try to get it so that it's at least close in the same general area. I have noticed that what's working on this challenger wasn't exactly the setup on the normal, but that was because I couldn't remember where I placed it on the normal, and then I'm like, well, maybe this is working better, so maybe I'll adjust it over there, and then I'm about to adjust it over there, I'm like, no, don't touch it, because it's been working over here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, while I try to get it close, but, you know, my brain is messed up, so I can only do so much with what I've got, and if it starts to work, it's like, okay, we'll leave that alone. But yeah, I do feel you on the Bartender and being able to make stuff bigger. I do actually go in to these settings and I mess with the scale on the UI, and I do make it actually a little bit bigger, because I'm half blind and, you know, the squinting is not so good. So like my chat font is at like 18, as max as it can go on. I'm like, can we raise this one more, please?
I had to, it's hilarious speaking of that, because obviously, you know, none of us are getting younger, we're all getting older.
No.
And for the longest time, like, I've always had my chat bar a certain, I think I changed it probably about 8 years ago, and it's been the same, you know, and then I thought, right, I need to make it bigger, I need to make the font bigger, which means I need to bring out that chat box to make it a little bit wider so I can see all the chat, and it's the first time I've had to do that in like 8 years. And
oh yeah, no, I know I need new glasses, because I'm like squinting at stuff, and I'm like, oh god, why does that look tiny, what font is this on, and I'm like, oh, it won't go any bigger. Oh shit. So I'm just like, can we get this like up to 2022 font? That would be really super helpful, and then I can just adjust the size of the box, so you know, the full sentence
the
will fit
things
into it.
That works for me. Yes, definitely. Oh, I think we all can totally understand that. But, you know, we need to be comfortable when we play. So, you know, we like to have the things so we can clearly see them, which is a good way to go. All right. Well, is there anything else that you can think of for your challenge tune that you have to have?
I mean, I don't have to have it, but Healbot does make my life easier, like we talked about earlier. But my biggest thing is definitely, well, Bagnon's across to everybody. And Healbot would be my second. And I know Stir is probably like, oh, well, Handy Notes is probably his first thing for his irons. But Handy Notes doesn't mean anything to me on a Bloodthirsty. Like, I can't do anything with it. I mean, it might mean something in the beginning where chests are safe, but... You know, once you get to Pandaren up, chests are not safe for Bloodthirsties, and probably some of the rares, once you get into, now I haven't tested this, but I would assume some of the rares, once you get into Legion and higher, might count as a quest, because they're like big world questy rare things that you can hit once a day, so I would not touch them either. So Bloodthirsty is actually really complicated when you get down into splitting hairs about what you can and can't do. It's not as straightforward as Iron Wish. It's like quest, but you know, it's like quest and don't die. But you know, it, on the surface, it's just grind and don't die. Okay, but you know, you can't go here, you can't go there, and a lot more you can't do this. But
yeah, how many Rude asks, how many hours playing you need to reach level 50 for an Iron Man before Shadowland? No idea. I think Stir
would probably... It's going to depend on the player.
Yeah. Stir would probably give you a pretty good estimate on that. He's done that a couple of times, so we'll see what he says. Okay, all right.
That's very dependent on player and what you're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, for those that know where the safe chests are, you know, what dailies they're doing and stuff. So it's going to be situational, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, how's your week been? All right.
Do we want to talk about that?
Just
hit me. I've been busy.
Hit me with it. What have you done this week?
Thank you, Cars. I've been.
Hang on. Right.
You don't want to caffeine up for this.
I'm just got to get the caffeine ready, guys, because she's been busy.
You're gonna need it.
All right.
I've been busy. I've been busy with all things WoW. All right. Plus, I've had a migraine for half of the week because the weather turned, and we went from like below freezing for a solid week to 70 last Monday, and I'm like, I feel sick. So I had 3 days of like a migraine. I had some write-ups to do for this website, so that took me a little bit of time to work through while I wasn't feeling well, and then I was like, okay, well, we've got Bloodthirsties we have to get ready, so... This week's stream, we leveled up 5 on stream. So Bloodthirsty Soul Snuggles, who's my holy priest, she got to 20. Bloodthirsty Frozen Soul Frost Mage, level 27. She's the one that got... She's my only fresh Bloodthirsty that started after Squish that's running on my stream right now. Okay. Everybody else are previous existing... characters before Squish.
Okay.
So Soulsapped is my outlaw rogue. They are 32. Nisi Beastmaster Hunter is 36. And Soul Shield, who I leveled on stream, she's my oldest challenger. She was started back in Warlords of Draenor. She hit level 56 this week. And since you had asked me that question the 1 week, I'm now actually making a point through Shadowlands ever since you asked me that to go through. So last level, it took me 500 kills on the nose to get from 54 to 55.
Right.
So from 55 to 56, it took 577 kills. And it's like, oh, that's interesting, but the kills are giving me less XP this round. Yeah. So even though they're still yellow, it's still like 100 and some odd points less, I think. Roughly.
Okay.
So I mean that's interesting. This round though, they're gonna be green, so it's gonna be an interesting number. But off stream, I've also been working on some because I'm on a mission. This is gonna be the X pack where we get one of every class. We're gonna get them there. I'm working on it. The tracker's been fighting me, but we're gonna get there. So my bear druid soul survivor hit 24. Soul Glaive, who was a demon hunter I had to restart, they hit 19 because the other one's stuck right now. And I got one of my warriors, Troll Your Soul, to 18, and it feels so wrong saying, you know, these levels that they just got, because they've been these levels before. So they got caught in squish and got slapped in the face and it's like, nope, back you go. And just like, no, no, we've been here before. Why are you doing this to me? So it's been tough mentally dealing with that, because I'm like, I've already done this. So although I did, people are going to get so tired of seeing these characters on stream, I'm trying a new strategy where not knowing when or if the boat's going to be an issue to get out to Boralus or Zul'Jazar. Well, Zul'Jazar was fine before, but at least to get to Boralus, I'm actually changing tactics, and I have moved everyone into Boralus. Everyone's interior guard sound in my grinding loop, because the amount of time I spend grinding and the amount of vendor trash I accumulate, I was looking at this between one I had out there and one that was in Winter Spring.
Right.
I'm getting way more gold and vendor trash interior guard than I am in Winter Spring at the same level. So I'm like, okay, I was getting maybe 10 gold at the most in vendor trash from Winter Spring. I'm getting like 24 gold for one stack of stuff that's not even a full stack of 200 vendoring interior guard. So I'm like, okay, let's do that. Nice. So if I'm gonna do this for hours on end, I'm gonna make the most of it. So I mean, I've gotten like almost 200-300 gold from one level of vendor trash, depending on if the drops hit right. So I'm like, okay. I'm actually in the process of starting a new challenger that I'm actually gonna run specifically from level 10 up in tier guard, just to see what kind of money she's gonna get vendor wise. But she's not 10 yet, so we're still working on her. I feel like I got someone else leveled that I forgot to put on the list, but maybe not. I think I was trying to last night and I just felt too shitty, so I'm like, I can't concentrate. I tried like 3 times to hop on a challenger. I'm like, oh, let's hop on this one, and I got like halfway across the bridge and I'm like, my head kind of hurts, I don't know if I want to do this. So then I like backtracked and I was like, no, let's not. If we're questioning it and we haven't even started killing anything, let's just not. And I do have a couple irons kicking around. We got one leveled this week. I'm in uncharted territory now in the iron realm. I've never, well, I mean, before my highest was 85, almost 86. And I don't know what that equates to now, but I'm out of Pandaria and I'm lost. So I'm at level 38. I got to that on my iron priest, and I'm kind of bumming around Legion. I'm in High Mountain at the moment, because my class hall stuff, I got my ass handed to me the first time I did it on a normal. So I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to do that on a iron. No thanks. And I really don't want to go to WoD. So I'm like, well, what the hell am I going to do till 50? I don't know where the chest runs are that are safe. Because I don't really have the chest locator for handy notes in. I might have to look into that. But I'm like, what do I do? So I've been kind of, you know, trying to get some quests done where I can. And if somebody's killing like a scarier looking part of a quest, I might like help them kill it. But I've been just kind of in the background. Okay, well, maybe we can hit this bonus objective, maybe there's something in this bonus objective we can do. So I'm just kind of, you know, aimlessly wandering at the moment, looking for things that I can handle. And then I found some kobolds that were gentle in High Mountain, and I'm like, hey, let's bloodthirsty for a while. Because they were part of a quest, and then I'm like, you know what, these guys are actually just about my health, so let's go kill these, because everything else has had like 500 hit points on me. And I'm like, yeah, no, let's kill these for a while. So we might be settling in there for a little bit until I feel safe enough to leave. Because I have 3 go talk to people quests in Val'Shorah. However, the past 2 weeks when I've set up to start stream to go in and turn them in, there's an invasion going on in Val'Shorah. And I'm like, really?
Of course there is.
2 weeks in a row. And I can't go talk to these people. I know some irons are like, oh, go do the invasion. I would if I wasn't traumatized by when Azzy said that he got one shot by an AoE effect from one of the quest mobs, and I'm like, I don't think I wanna. So I'm just like, these work. So I'm just kind of over there hanging out and just trying to figure out life at this point. Because I'm like, I got to get to 50. Once I get to 50, I kind of know what I want to do or what I can possibly do. But until then, I'm just kind of fumbling around because I was trying to figure out what to do in Azuna. And somehow, I don't know where it happened, but I'm flying around and I looked up and I have a buff on me that says Anarchy. And I'm like, what? Where did that come from? And I'm like, what does this do? And it's like, oh, you are a PvP flagged for both factions. And I'm like, what? Oh, no. So I quick landed somewhere and hearthed the hell out of there. And I'm like, well, we're done for today. Because I'm like, how did that even happen? I don't know where I went. I don't know what I did. I wasn't paying attention. And suddenly I'm
wondering delicious, apparently. If that's the tower over on the left-hand side, if it maybe could have been. Flown close to that, and
it could have been
that area is like, actually quite big.
Person, and I'm like, we can do that. And I think I did drift over there to talk to them, and then I was like, oh, I can't do anything that they want me to do. So then I drifted back, and I'm just kind of wandering around, and there was people around. So when I had landed, I'm like, there's nobody here, right? So I'm like, quick hearth.
get out of here. Absolutely. All right, well, you know, it's good to see you haven't been busy at all.
No, you know, just and plus I've got other stuff going on outside of WoW. I've got two different art projects going on, one for my stream and one for off of stream that I have to do. And but the one off stream has more of a timeline on it, so I'm like trying to get the time to work on that. So I'm like, oh my god, I don't have enough hours in the day right now.
Oh, I hear you. Absolutely. Well, congratulations on leveling all your toons. You've
been super busy.
So yay for no dead toons. Yay. That's exciting. Alrighty. Okay. So I think we'll just go. I've done nothing. Life's been pretty crazy. This end, there's lots going on. I'm not going to bore you with it. It's just life is being life at the moment. So, okay, let's get on to news. Where's my little bumper?
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Oh, thank you, Rogue Slayer. All right, so a couple of things we want to mention. We have to say huge congratulations to Zaya. He became our 8th Shadowlands Iron Champion with Zaya winner. And, because that's just not enough, he became our 3rd Shadowlands pacifist with Zaya Para. Is that how we say it? Zaya Para.
Paro, I think.
Zaya Paro?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Zaya, if I've pronounced it wrong, I apologize. You know words are hard. But
in my head, I'm pronouncing it as Zaya Paro, so I don't know.
Where's my little cheer? Hang on, here's this one. So congratulations. So I'm guessing we're 2 write-ups that need to be done.
Yeah. No, they're done.
They're done.
Yay. They're done and they're on the site.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, Zaya. That's amazing job. So, you know, he is one of our veterans for a reason. So that's super exciting for him. All right. Now, a couple of other things as just reminders to remind people. We have got I changed the website banner to make the color more conducive to perhaps people seeing it.
We may have to change the wording on it to actually list the ones.
We may need to. So, I just want to make it really clear, okay? Obviously, I need to do that. Like, just break it right down. So, Iron Man, Bloodthirsty, Pacifist, okay? They are the 3 that are working that you can add onto the website. Every other challenge, including teams, you cannot add. So, well, if you add, you're going to get flagged. So, greens in particular and working man, there are restrictions to those. So, until all that stuff get sorted if you try and add a green toon after level 20. You're going to get red flagged and it's not going to help. So if you're trying to play those challenges in particular, sorry guys, but at the moment it is not working and the code needs to be fixed. So how about you go back to being old school? Let's just go back to being old school. How about you just go practice and play around with your irons, your passies, and your bloods until we can get all the other ones sorted. We will get them sorted when they're done. We will let everyone know when they're done. They are not done. They're not done. There is, you know, so why people are constantly trying to add stuff that isn't done. So I just want to let you know. Nisi and I, in particular, will let you all know when it's fixed. But at the moment, it's not.
I will scream it everywhere that I have access to when it's ready. Because I know, I feel you guys. I know you want to do it. And I've gotten several people the past week saying, hey, I either can't figure out how to add it or I added it and I'm flagged. And yes, it's not working, guys.
It's not working.
So it's going to do that.
So that is the first thing. The other thing is that those people that are adding toons that can add toons and they're finding that they're having issues or it's not showing up. Well, this has been going on for quite some time that the API, Blizzard's API, is taking time to register toons, show up toons, and that coming across to the code, to our site, means there's issues. It's not us, it's Blizzard's API. Because they've changed everything over the last couple of months with, you know, reformulating all of the, you know, stripping everything down, it seems to be taking way longer for toons to show up, etc. So all we can say is just be patient. If at first you can't succeed, give it some time, give it a couple of hours. Sometimes you might need to give it 12 hours. Sometimes you might need to give it a whole 24 hours. There's nothing that we can do about it. It's on Blizzard's side, and if the API takes longer to find a toon, update a toon, whatever it may be, we just got to roll with it. There's not much we can do, okay?
Another thing that we've noticed is that when we've been trying to help people that have come into Discord and they're like, hey, it's not letting me add my character. One thing, guys, please give us your character name and realm and what your character is to help us find it easier or so that we can look into it if between time zones we missed you and you left. And that way we can have an answer for you when you come back. Secondly, if you can't find your character in Armory, the tracker's not going to find it either. So if, you know, after you hit level 10, you've given a little bit and, you know, you can't add to the site, go check Armory, see if it's there. If it's not there yet, then yeah, it's going to take a while. Some people have gotten it to push 4 hours in. Some people have gotten it to push 12 and some people have had to wait 24. I think it depends on where it is in the API update cycle as to how long it's taking. I think that's why there's so many different time amounts. I'd say 24 hours and you're probably good from when you hit 10. And you can check in the meantime, but you know, give it that much time. Make note of the error message that you're getting when you're trying to add. If it's 404, character not found, deleted, that's most likely Blizzard's side and it just hasn't caught up yet. That's one of the things that we've been noticing becoming a trend for the issues for people adding when they think they should be there. One other side note is if you have a challenger that you haven't played in a while and you want to play them again and they're on one of the three lists where the trackers are pretty much good, you might not find your character. Don't panic. They changed the laws in California, so we have to abide by them as well, where, you know, information can't sit after the character hasn't been seen for so many days. So it might have gotten moved to our Lost to the Nether list. To figure out if that's happened, you can use the search function at the top of the list that you think you're in and hit dead. I understand you may not be dead, but hit dead. And I don't think it's working where it's sorting it per class, but at least hit dead and then look for the last level you remember being and see if you're there. And after you've logged in and logged out and done some stuff and hit update, it should move you back to the alive list. Mm-hmm. It's just a thing that happens. If you don't see yourself even in the Lost to the Nether list, just try to re-add your character.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Exactly.
After you've logged in and, you know, the API move sees around. Your character again. Mm-hmm. That could take 24 hours too after you've logged in if it's been a couple of weeks or a couple of months. So, you know, don't panic at first. Just
give it
but we
some
there's
time.
Stuff that we can't fix, but that's just some troubleshooting things for you.
Yeah. So we just wanted to again bring it up to speed to let you know, you guys know, because we are constantly getting questions about it, and obviously not everyone listens to the show or listens to the podcast. So it's just one of those things. If you guys come across it in the guild, you know, or in your travels, and people ask you questions and you see it, well, at least chat room, you can point them in our direction, or know, you know, that Blizzard API is being super slow.
Just
so
don't panic, you know. You're there somewhere. We'll get it sorted. But those are things that you can try on your own. You know, if nobody's answering you right away in Discord because we're scattered.
Because, you know, real life.
Time zones and
real life
stuff. And
stuff happens, real life. All right. Now, a couple of the things I want to mention is Spreadshirt has got a promo. So if you're after super promo stuff for your challenge drinking pleasure, like I do with my wonderful mug, I love my mug, you can also pop over there and you will find designs for your challenge of choice. Pacifist, Bloodthirsty, all of those. So at the moment they're going to be having 15% off everything from March 3rd to March 7th. Okay, so go check it out if that is what you're into. Burning Crusade Classic servers are coming. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. There's still no word on API access at the moment as to that. Hopefully, with Burning Crusade coming, that might be where Blizzard will release. We're all kind of a bit like, hopefully that will be the thing, but I guess we wait and see. So, we know there's been quite a few people that have been jumping into Classic playing Irons. So, I think Irons, or was there one guy doing Bloodthirsty as well?
I think someone's doing Bloodthirsty. I know I'm doing Bloodthirsty, although I haven't been over there in a while because I've been preoccupied with everything else on fire in my life.
Too much to do. I must log in. Yeah. That's probably not a bad idea. Have any of us logged in the last couple of months? We really should do that.
I don't think I've recently.
It's just there's too much going on. Anyway, okay. Well, I think we've covered all of that for the moment. Let's get on to, because I really need to cut this show to about now. So let's do chit chat. Where is it?
This just in, it's Chit Chat!
Alrighty, let's do, where's his little bumper? There it is, let's do this one.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Makes me laugh every time. Oh, alright, what have we got from the pun vault of Azzy?
Okay, so a Tibetan monk sees the face of Jesus in a tub of margarine. He raises his eyes to the heavens and exclaims, "I can't believe it's not Buddha."
Oh, I forgot about that one. That one's cute. I like that.
Like, oh, we haven't done this one in a while.
That is... that is cute. Excellent. All right. Now from Dave, is this one an old one or is this one a new one?
This is an old one. Dave hasn't sent me an updated list yet.
Okay. All right. Guys, we need some new ones. Stir, if you've got one and want a good one. Stir should say. Sometimes he has some really good ones too. All right. Sometimes.
All right, from Dave. We've got change is inevitable, except from a vending machine. Yeah.
Sometimes the thing doesn't even come either.
I was going to say, I've always gotten change. I've just probably had those moments where, you know, where you've got, I don't know if you guys have got the chocolate ones and they've got this like spinny thing that's behind it and it spins and then the spin gets hooked and you've got your, you know, your chocolates like just hanging there and you're like.
Yeah. The little like slinky coil that doesn't want to let go of the bag, and then you're like, oh, well, maybe I'm just meant to have two. So then you get a second one, and then they're both stuck there, and you're like, really?
And you're like, god damn it. Yeah, I understand that. Dave, it's okay. We understand. All right. I'm not going to read that one, sir. We'll keep it for next week. Okay? Make note. We'll copy that one for next week. It better be good. I'm not reading it.
I don't know, sir. I don't know. I feel like you're reaching.
All right. We will keep stirs for anticipation next week. Just cause. You know, it better be good. It's funny. See, I can see your face. Over there, so now I'm worried. Anyway, all right.
I'd be worried.
I'll just read it. Just do it. Tell me, what is it?
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? Supplies!
That's so cute! I like it! I totally was like, where the hell's this going? That is really cute. I really like that one. Thank you, sir. Oh my god. Oh, hilarious. Okay. Alright. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I think my cheeks are actually, like, really sore from laughing so much. It's awesome. Okay. How about we wrap things up because I know we both have got things and stuff to do, so go for it.
All right, so we would like to thank our Iron Elite supporters. You help keep the lights on, the podcast going, and the website running. So thank you to Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Sil, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gaztin, Grand Nagus, Iron Brittle, Chris W, Lauren Remar, Mita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winima, Zaya, and Zorps. Thank you all so very much.
Thank you guys. Hearts, big hearts all around. We do greatly appreciate our Iron Elites for all that you guys do. We appreciate that. So also want to say, obviously, from Stone, Stir, and myself, we want to thank you guys, Nisi, Awesome Trousers, Fair, Boz, Zaya, Execute, thank you, and to Chris, sorry. She's busy, she's been so, had to change her work, so she couldn't even make it. She apologized for not being here to be in the chat room. How sweet's that? But we know that all you guys have got your own real lives, and the fact that you can help out when you can is greatly appreciated by the admins, in particular me. I appreciate all the things you guys do because my life is crazy at the moment, so understandably so. So for the things that you do, thank you, and for helping, you know, with Discord and the show and all those bits. So thank you to our wonderful mods, appreciate you all. Now to the code wardens, we have got Elky, Fim, Naptime, and Bell. Thank you for what they can do, and I know it's the beginning of the year, they are working their IRL stuff off and giving us what time they can at the moment. We appreciate what they can do. It's obviously very difficult when they all have families and full-time work and everything else, as you can appreciate. It's, you know, they can only do so much with the time, and they have to sleep in between all of that. We all need a little bit of sleep. So thank you to our code wardens for keeping the things sorted and working through all the issues that we do have. We do appreciate them. Guys, thank you for hanging out today. All chat room, wave. Hi. I don't know where the camera's here, but thank you for hanging out with us. We do appreciate that. So, want to say thank you to everyone, whether it's retreats or, you know, or just hanging out or word of mouth. We do appreciate all of you guys, so thank you. I will be back next week, which will be March 6th. Wow. March already. Yeah. which is crazy. It will be 7 p.m. Eastern as per usual. So don't forget, you can find us all over at wellchallenges.com. You can find the information is there for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels, all of the bits and pieces. You can download the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio if you want. And if you want to send us an email, send it to me at podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you want to tell me how you do your UI, what you do, how you play your challenges, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got questions, you can send it to us as well. So, you know, otherwise you can get us through Discord or Twitter or Facebook. If you've got questions, you know, all the mods in Discord, so go for it. Nisi, where can we find you?
Okay, well, if you haven't had enough of me already, you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord. Nisi, #4863 will be me. You can find me on Twitch as Nisi BGN for the channel name, and we stream Wild Challenges, Bloodthirsty and Iron 2 days a week, and then art on day 3. Sometimes we have a bonus art stream, depends on the schedule. You can also find me on YouTube as Nisi BGN. I don't have a lot of new stuff up over there. I've got some Minecraft stuff up over there right now, and some past Bloodthirsty stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can also find me on Twitter at Nisi BGN.
Nice. Excellent. All right, where can you find me? Pretty much, just check Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LETTAWOW. I'm on Discord.
Don't check if you're hungry, though, because Leta with the baking photos.
Yes, that's true. I have been busy baking, but, you know, there is some coming up, but I have to practice. There is practice to be done, so, yes, so that is happening. If you need to get me in Discord, again, like, guys, if you need to get me, just remember that time zones, because I'm in Australia, it's very different to, you know, you guys in the US or over in UK, Europe, etc. So just bear with us, because time zones is a very real thing. I normally will reply at the earliest that I can. Sometimes that can be hours, because I do work and I do have a family that I need to sort out when I get home. So yeah, if there's any issues that if you can't get me straight away, certainly check with the mods, okay? Other than that, I was going to say something else completely straight over my head. Anyway, it's gone. It's good to mention something else. No, can't think. Done. All right. What's our last one?
Oh, okay. So we would like to extend two very big, important thank yous to two important people to the show. So we would like to thank Mr. Bright01 for our lovely intro, and you can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright01. He keeps it
Thanks,
simple.
Russ.
And you can also We'd like to thank Epic Insanity for our outro.
For our new outro.
Oh, we have the new one. Oh, very nice. Our new updated outro, excuse me. You can find him on Twitter at epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Yeah, so finally got it. It's pretty much like, you know what? The outro, it is classic. I didn't want that much change, so he's a good guy. He just did what needed to be done. So you will, I'm going to play the whole thing. You're going to all listen to it. I'm not cutting it off, so you can hear it all. Other than that, guys, please, stay safe out there. This world is pretty crazy, both in and out of games, as we are all aware. So please stay safe for yourself, for your loved ones, and just take it easy. Enjoy the things that you enjoy, like playing WoW, playing challenge tunes, being a clicker, not being a clicker, playing with the UI, not playing with the UI, like whatever. Just if you enjoy it, just embrace it and go with it. Okay? Niecy, thank you for being here today with me. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And other than that, I'll catch you next week. Alrighty? Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.